Saskatoon Barry's, I prefer to call manager, head coach is what the official title is, Joe Carnahan with me. Why head coach instead of manager? Baseball people say it's a manager.
Oh, that's just what it is. I'm good with either one and just getting ready to get the season started.
Skipper is another one that I like to use. Get the season started. It's been a while since you've gotten around to getting this going, and now just a few days away. What's the excitement level even for a guy like you who's a veteran of this?
Just excited to get all the guys in here and kind of get them together, see them in person, actually get to talk to them, have them interact, and me interact with them, and our coaching staff interact with them, and then just get the season started and get going.
How many of them do you know prior to having them come here?
Not many. You know, just kind of, I know their coaches and that, and they've all come highly recommended by their coaches, and just looking forward to work with them. And we have a talented roster, and just ready to get rolling.
29 players I count on the roster. Will they all be here for start of camp on Tuesday?
No, the roster will be kind of moving around. There will be some moving parts throughout the summer. That's kind of how summer collegiate baseball is. And we got a bunch of guys in playoffs right now and then going to start their playoffs in a week or so here. So we'll make adjustments as needed and roll with the guys that we have. Very confident in those guys.
Okay, so I did some calculating here. I'm looking here at the breakdown. I see 15 pitchers. Pitching, of course, is 90% of the game. At least that's what I was told way back when I attempted to pitch baseball. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, no, it all starts on the mound. If you have a good pitching staff, that kind of sets the tone for everything and gives the hitters confidence. Work quick on the mound, gives the defense confidence, and that's what we're going to try to accomplish.
How many arms do you want to have on the roster at any one time?
Between 14 to 17, just because with summer baseball, their workload's down at school, it's going to fluctuate with guys, and we want to make sure guys have adequate rest and their innings are limited and pitch counts are kind of limited, and we want to give a lot of guys opportunities to make an impact for us and have different roles.
So to say that fans are going to have to kind of look at a fluid type of a situation is a bit of an understatement almost.
Yeah, it'll be good. You know, you get to see a lot of different faces from a lot of different areas in North America, and just looking forward to seeing them compete and each have their own roles.
They're all collegiate guys, 29 of them in total that I have on the roster. Three seniors. Those are going to be the guys you're going to kind of lean on, would you not?
Yeah, the seniors with their experience and then also being done with school, you can kind of extend them a little bit, and that's always nice to have.
And then as far as where they're from, six Saskatoon kids, how important is it to have local content?
Very important. And then we'll probably have some more Saskatoon kids than the six. And just looking forward to it. We've had a lot of guys from Saskatoon have good years down south in the U.S. and then over in Western Canada as well. And looking forward to them come back. And I know they're itching to come back and play in front of their home city.
What kind of game does Joe Carnahan like to see his team play?
On the mound, it starts on the mound, be aggressive on the mound, and just fundamentals, be aggressive at the plate, and just each day, consistency and getting after it each day.
Aggressive on the base paths too?
Yep, aggressive on the base paths. We got a lot of guys that are athletic. We don't necessarily have a burner, but we have a lot of guys that are athletic, so we'll take advantage of balls in the dirt and running from first to third and stuff like that.
Have you got guys that can knock it out of the yard?
At school, their stats at school, they've shown that they can. So, I mean, we'll see when we come up here.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Is there any one person or some people that are coming up for sure that fans are going to be excited to see that maybe you're excited to have them see a chance to play?
There's a handful of guys. Peyton McCarthy comes to mind real quick. He had a great year down at Washburn, 20-plus home runs, and might end up being All-American this year. Caden Wanless on the mound as a reliever. He's had an exceptional year this year, and he's got a chance to be an All-American as well.
What are some of the things that you're going to be working on in the 3 days that you have scheduled for camp with the regular season coming up pretty quick?
A lot of it's going to be just building relationships and that, and then just getting our maintenance stuff in, kind of getting a look at the guys and talking with them and setting up their individual plans as well on the pitching side of things and positionally. And it's just some of these guys just getting back into it. They've had a week off and just being able to maintain them or have their maintenance throughout so they stay healthy.
Anxious for the first game then in Regina?
Yeah, really excited. It's been a while and looking forward to it.
Yeah, how long has it been for you? You've been out of it for a little bit.
Yeah, just pre-COVID. So once COVID hit, that's kind of when, you know, league shut down and kind of started coaching youth stuff and excited to get back at it.
All right, Joe, thanks for this. We wish you all the best as camp gets started on Tuesday.
Thank you.